Robert Wickens, rookie in the IndyCar circuit, runs for the Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports number 6 car. Third yesterday at the Honda Indy here in Toronto, and he joins us on the telephone. So, bragging rights between you and your friend and sidekick, Hinch. Did you give it to him after the race?
Bob, I don't know. To be honest, it was just a good day for the whole team. You know, the fact that we came home third and fourth was pretty cool. And, you know, James has already been on the podium twice in Toronto, so I don't think I can give him a hard time until I've at least matched him.
How was the course? I mean, I assume you'd been around. Yeah, I know you've been around it in practice. Had you driven that course previously at any time?
I did, ironically, like over a decade ago, when I was racing in Champ Car Atlantic.
I thought maybe, yeah.
So yeah, it was a long time. You know, there was hotels built and tracks changed since then, and it, you know, but it was still a lot of fun.
Is it a really bump? You know, it's a road course, so you know, you have to kind of live with the bumps. But is it excessively bumpy?
It's not the bumpiest that we drive on the calendar. You know, I think Detroit kind of stands out as kind of the bumpiest circuit, but it's what gives the track character. And I think for the entire time, you know, even back in the day when it was the Molson Indy of Toronto, you know, the track was always unique for its surface changes and what brings its own challenges there. So, you know, they resurfaced the front straight there on Princess Boulevard, and, you know, hats off to the city and to the people at Honda India Toronto for getting that done, because it that helped a lot. But, you know, it's a challenging track, and it wasn't easy to say, that's true.
To be able to stand on a podium on home soil, I mean, I understand you're from Guelph, and you probably had lots of friends, yeah, and family there. I mean, what does that mean when you're looking out, you know, at the people that you care about, and all these fans that are giving you such adulation in your own backyard where you grew up?
On the before the race even started, I had goosebumps, because it's the first time on the calendar that you hear the Canadian national anthem. So that was cool in its own right. And then once we got into the race, you know, we started 10th. We worked our way up into a podium position there. And those last few laps, I was trying everything I could to try to get up to second or possibly to the lead. And, you know, you could see the fans there kind of cheering every lap you went through. And, you know, unfortunately, we had to settle for third. But it was still such an amazing feeling. And like you said, on that podium, seeing so much friends and family. And also, they open the podium area for all the fans, so there's just thousands of people there. It was just such an amazing experience.
With Robert Wickens, who finished third yesterday at the Honda Indy here in Toronto. So I'm watching the race, and it's a little past the midway point. And you and Pagenaud have a little fun out there. He kind of takes a wide turn and almost pushed you into the wall. Fortunately, there were no repercussions from that. But I know that the officials did look at that to see if whether to penalize him. Did you think it was fair racing?
I think it was on the limit from both of us. You know, I can't say that I was a victim, because I kind of got into the back of him in the first corner on the same lap.
Yep.
So it's honestly, I thought it was just good hard racing. I would have liked to maybe have a little bit more space on the exit of turn three there when he basically pushed me into the wall. But, you know, I mean, I think it's all smiles now, because thankfully we both finished the race. But I really wanted that second place badly.
What does it say? I mean, obviously, James has won a race just a couple of weeks ago. Now you guys finished third and fourth. What does that say as a whole for Canadian racing, and specifically at the IndyCar level, but maybe at various levels as well?
You know, I think it's an exciting time right now for Canadian motorsport. You know, we got a driver in Formula One. We got a Canadian driver racing in the Formula 2 series over in Europe. We got three Canadians in the Verizon IndyCar series right now. And there is a lot of talent coming up through the junior categories of motorsport all over the world and from Canada. So, I think it's a great time to be Canadian. It's a great time for Canadian motorsports, and it's kind of cool to see, you know, I guess the Canadian motorsports stock starting to come back up because it was in a bit of a lull for a little bit there. But I'm happy to be, you know, James and I call ourselves the A team in the Verizon IndyCar Series, and you know, it's just so cool to be an all Canadian team for the first time in since like the early 2000s. So hopefully, we can try and make an impact.
You and I talked. You and Hinch were in studio before you started racing this year. And if I recall correctly, yeah. I talked to you about, you know, the learning curve, and you know, you're a rookie in this circuit, but you're not a rookie certainly in terms of experience behind the wheel. What has the learning curve been like? Has it been easier than you thought? Simpler? Tougher? Give us your take on it, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the above, to be honest. There's been times where I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. And then there's times where I don't really know what I'm doing. So, because the thing in the Verizon IndyCar Series, it's such a diverse championship with all the different tracks we race on.
Sure.
You know, we race on super speedways, short ovals, temporary circuits, permanent circuits. You know, and every track demands its own characteristics and its own challenges. And the biggest thing for me is getting up to speed on the ovals, because until this season, I've never driven on one before. And they're still so foreign to me. But luckily, I have a great team and a great teammate beside me, because I lean on those guys so much for help and for coaching every step of the way. And so far, we've actually been pretty strong on the ovals. So it's been a pleasant surprise. But, you know, I always knew I would be okay on road courses and street courses because it's what I've been doing my entire life. But those ovals have been pretty bizarre so far.
All right, so for the uneducated fan, and I acknowledge I'm probably one of them, okay, here's an oval. So I go straight for a while, then I turn left, then I go straight for a while, then I turn left, then I go straight over and over and over and over again for 200, 400, 500 miles. What's so tough about it?
Well, because it's just such a precision thing, and the every little thing you feel from the car has to be magnified like tenfold, because you're turning less, everything's so much more sensitive. And like, you know, on a road course, you know, if anyone who watched the Honda India Toronto, our cars are dancing around and moving around, the car is sliding, but it can do that because the speeds in the corners are quite a bit lower. When you're onto an oval, we're doing, on average, probably still 180 miles an hour through the corner. And if you have a little wiggle, there isn't much space to gather it up. And then there's just basically a concrete wall on the other side of you. So
yeah.
There's just the room for margin is so small. And you have to be so precise as a driver, but also so precise with giving your feedback to the team on how to make the car better. Because, like I said before, on a road course or a street course, the car is just always moving around and dancing a little bit, and that's what I'm used to. So when I come to an oval, I feel like the car is great because it's not really doing all that much. But then James is just so meticulous in his feedback, and it just comes with experience on ovals. And I've been learning step at a time, but definitely for the most part, I think he's been kind of carrying the team in terms of how to set up the car on an oval this year.
So the setup is one thing, but the line you take is probably something you have to learn. Is that right?
For sure. And the thing is with oval racing, like the race that we just finished in Iowa, where actually James got the win, that was the most bizarre thing for me, because typically in racing, you want to take, you know, a certain radius of the corner. But in Iowa, because of the style and the amount of degrees of banking in the corners, you could run on like the middle of the track, you run on the bottom of the track, and there's like, it was just really bizarre. And it took me forever to try to figure out like,
what's the best line?
Maximize other lanes. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it was just such a foreign experience. It's hard to explain.
You obviously have checked off a box on your wish list, being able to be on a podium in your home country. So what are your goals for the remainder of this season?
To be honest, the goals for the remainder of the season are just keep plugging up with these stuff.
I don't know. Are you still with us, Robert?
Bit of momentum.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you broke up for a minute there. If you can repeat that answer, please.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, I mean, I would love for the rest of the year to kind of keep this momentum going. We're coming off of three top fives in a row, and on the Lucas Oil Six car, you know, James has two top fives in a row, one of them being a win. I think as a team and for myself, it would be great if we can just keep this momentum going and keep plugging away with these top fives. And, you know, we're currently sixth in the championship, and you know, Toronto was a big weekend for us. We took a big big chunk out of the points deficit to the people in front of us, so it would be great if we can try to sneak into the top five.
Congratulations on a great run yesterday. We will keep our eye on you, and we'll watch you the rest of the way, and hopefully have a chance to chat before this season is over again. Thanks a lot for your time today. We appreciate it greatly.
No problem. Thank you, guys.